Can you handle meat? WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
As requested, Chris Berman. As requested, Chris Berman.
When I'm doing TV and I got 18, God damn it. Can't everybody stop for 10 minutes?
Right.
I mean, everybody seems that that's the only... Everybody, can we stick... Jesus Christ. I mean, it's not that much to ask. Is that when everybody has to move, when I'm trying to concentrate? Jesus.
Right.
I mean, it's so rude. I can't believe it. That's, it's so goddamn rude. Why does everyone all of a sudden have to move? I've had two f***ing hours to move around. Wait 10 minutes. Jesus.
Yes,
sorry to explode by that, but that's... It's like no one's ever worked on TV here before.
Jesus. He's the man.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Chucking under the... What the f*** do they think I'm doing?
You're sperming at the bunny ranch.
I actually can't believe what I just saw.
Not now.
It's like Jesus. No one here has worked on TV before.
Not now, Chris.
Jesus.
I hear a dial tone.
Two.
And there were seven people, though. I mean, Jesus. We need to use the studio for 15 minutes. Just everybody, you know.
Jesus.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
That was funny.
Thank you.
There is a vulgar element involved with the Don and Mike Show.
Bam, bam. It just came to me.
What?
This song, Wang Chung.
Love this song.
Everybody have fun tonight, Wang Chung tonight.
Uh-huh.
It sounds even like that Good Charlotte song. Good Charlotte has a song out now. They're from D.C., and like all D.C. bands, we ignore them. But they have a song out now that's dance floor. It's, I don't want to be in love, I don't want to be in love.
Yeah, is it the kind of thing where you could play both songs at the same time and yes. They'd match up beat-wise and key-wise?
Would somebody get an MP3 of that of Good Charlotte?
Because I like it when we do that, when we play the same songs at the same time.
It sounds
time.
To me very Wang Chung-y. It's not a 100%, 100, excuse me, not a total.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I couldn't say 100. It's not a total ripoff, but it's very similar.
Wang Chung. And where did Wang Chung get their name?
I don't know. Stepping up again to the microphone is Man Who Loves His Airtime. Hi, that's his Indian name.
Yeah, Man Who Loves. Stands with a microphone.
Stands with microphone.
What's the name of the song? Is it Dance Floor, did you say? Just trying to find it for you.
I like the attitude. I love the attitude. Dance Floor Anthem.
Okay, cool.
Anthem.
Thank you.
Okay.
What are you going to be doing tonight?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, what are you yelling for?
Hay is for horses.
Yes, it is. Who is the number one city that is the mess? Worst. You know, you said Stockton was number two.
Right, it's Detroit.
Who was number one?
Detroit. Detroit, Michigan. calling from Stockton.
Moving those products along. What do you always say if it...
If you are using it, enjoying it, eating it, or wearing it, you got it from a truck.
I heard the new commercials for the shipping industry, though, that they can take a whole bunch of trucks off the road if we can get more, you know, industry products into shipping.
Why are you so against truckers?
Only when it rains.
Hello,
and I'm anticipating tomorrow morning.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey,
they drive really safe during ice storms.
Ice storms is when they go crazy. It's like, I got this big rig. I got these big tires. These tires are going to dig right in, and I can drive faster than that Toyota Corolla. Yeehaw!
That's Mike O'Mara speaking, truckers, not me. Don,
I love truckers.
Don, trucker's friend.
I love truckers. It's the, you know, it's like any group, Don. I do not dislike truckers as a whole. It's those certain bad apples. It's those bad individuals.
I love all of you.
That decide they're going to go 85 miles an hour when the weather is at its most inclement.
And you go ahead, because we need to get those supplies to our Walmarts, to our Costcos, to our Targets.
Here's a note to all the truckers that the bad apples.
I love Smokey and the Bandit. That's my Bible movie.
I'm speaking to the bad apples that are out there right now. Yo, listen up. Bad apples, leave earlier, okay?
And I'm speaking
leave
to those,
earlier. Get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Drive when there's nobody on the road.
Hey, I'm speaking to those same bad apples. Mm-hmm. I love your mud flaps that have Yosemite Sam on them.
You have never been on the highways and byways of our fair city and happened
sure
to
I
get
have.
Into a lane where an 18-wheeler was was in the right gear where he's just pouring it down on you, and he comes up to within 1 inch
you know
of your bumper. It doesn't
Mike?
Bother you.
Watch this.
10 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
Hands on the wheel at all times. No, always ready
it's
for
dangerous.
Whatever's coming my way.
It's very, very dangerous.
I love truckers. Thank you, truckers.
I believe truckers.
Thank you, truckers.
It's a simple law. There's one lane
and
for trucks
And thank you to
only.
Your mothers, to all the mother truckers out there.
They know their food. They know their food. I'll
that's
give credit.
A, that's
they
a do. Dig, too.
They, it is not. They know their food.
And
some
Mike doesn't like your showering facilities on the turnpike either, and I love them.
Yeah, that's right. You even go in there without shower shoes. That's why you're sick today.
I've never been touched. I've stopped in at the Union 76 truck shower scales.
Nothing you like to do. You like to roll in there. You have your S on a shingle. That's the meal of the day, mm-hmm. and then you go into the shower without shoes, and you come out, and you use the little claw. To get a toy for your lady.
And then you're on the way.
And then you're on your merry way.
How far till the next Stuckey's?
Or you get the little claw that gets the egg that's got the prize inside of it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, my lord and my lady.
Hey, what's happening? Hi there.
Hey, I got a great tip for the soundboard guy. If you go on YouTube and watch the Mitt Romney prank, search that.
Yeah, what is it? I mean, I know there have been a few of them.
There's his son. It sucks because it's his son, but he calls his Arnold Schwarzenegger and... Mitt Romney.
Well, that's old. That's like a month old.
We've heard that one, I think, right?
Yeah. No, did you see Arnold at the debate? Did you see Arnold in the front row?
I did not.
Yeah, well, he endorsed McCain.
Right.
Or he's supposed to endorse McCain
today,
right?
He did do that today.
And you just see Arnold, and Arnold is looking more and more orange.
See,
his hair is orange and his face is orange. Yeah, here I am at the debate. The look on Arnold Schwarzenegger's face, and it was just a very brief cutaway, the look on his face was, look at those guys. They're up there. With the debate for the president, that's where I want to be. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting there next to this little pretty blonde lady, and I'm really, really thinking that McCain and the Mitt Romney are up there with the debates, and that's where I should be. There's no way. I'm more vital. I've got more vim and vigor. I should be in this debate. Everything that I got out of looking at Arnold's face was, I want to be on that stage. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to be on that stage.
In his eyes.
He's living the dream right now.
Yeah, well, they're courting him.
There's no doubt. He's the Cinderella boy.
Mm-hmm. It's a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal for an Arnold endorsement.
A big half a Nazi is running the state of California, for God's sake.
And I think that this is the proper stage for me to move on and, to get the Big Apple, to get the big ticket. But with the laws and the crazy poses that they put me in, with the fact that I was born in Austria.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Mike, you forgot to mention the biggest rack on the Food Network, and that's Nigella Lawson. She's the English chick with the big, huge
Yes,
knocker.
I know exactly who you're talking about. Mm. She does, but she is big all over, don't you think? She's not like Sandra Lee.
I had a question about TV as well. I've never watched Lost, but I know it starts tonight.
Great reviews. Right.
And I also know that it stops because of the writer's strike. It stops this year at a bad spot.
Yes.
I know that they do 8 million shows to try to get people up to speed.
Caught up, right.
What was that pop-up video episode last night? I watched the last half hour of it.
Uh-huh.
And on the bottom of the screen, you remember pop-up video?
I remember that.
And the little stuff would be on the bottom of the screen. And they didn't have the bloop, 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 but I would watch.
Were the pop-ups for the purpose of educating people on the show?
Yes, like a thing would pop up, and then it would, a thing would pop up, and it would go, Billy has been on the island for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Billy doesn't know that Marilyn knows that there's a big monkey around the corner.
Was this on last night?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it because I was watching another show.
Were you watching?
Huh? I'm not proud.
Were you watching?
What?
Were you watching?
Well, watch it.
Were you watch?
You're going to think me not bright.
Well,
actually,
well, that'll
I'm
be
stupid.
A first. That will be a first.
I watched my second full episode of The Moment of Truth.
Oh, you really, you're beyond idiot.
You're hooked?
That's beyond stupid.
You're hooked
you know what
on
that
it?
Is? That's dumb.
No, I'm not hooked on it. I watched it. Now, wait a minute.
It's dumb.
I watched it TiVo'd.
Doesn't matter.
So I went through the commercials and I went through the early answers.
Then you are stupid. S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
Who says I'm dumb?
I do.
Keep giving me a hard time about my viewing.
I know.
That answer is true.
You see, there's a difference. There's dumb. And those are people, like, they just can't help it, right?
Right.
And then there's stupid people who know better.
I chose to be stupid.
You are.
I still have it. My TiVo is still grabbing it occasionally, and I did watch the guy with the hairpiece, and he got $100,000, you know, and then they brought the Miss America contestant on.
Yeah.
And she answered some questions.
Exciting, Mike.
It was stimulating. I will be very curious to know what the ratings are. I'll be very curious.
There's a lot of stupid people in America. And remember, make the distinction. I like to consider myself among the dumb.
Right. Mm-hmm. Can't help it.
I don't. I pretend I know a lot, but you know I don't know anything.
Right.
I'm a dumb guy.
Don't we all do that?
No, but you're smarter.
Mm-hmm.
So you're.
No, I'm not.
You're smart enough.
No,
to,
don't get me on that whole I'm smarter
kick. No, but you're smart enough to be a stupid.
I understand.
You are smart enough to be a stupid.
I know.
And good for you. I could never aspire to be a stupid.
Hold on a second.
I'm a lifelong dumb.
I'm here to say that show might have. First of all, it's the slowest moving game show, reality show that I have ever seen.
Still?
Oh, I got a postcard today, too.
Okay, hi. It's Stream of Consciousness. How
no,
are
it's
you?
Not. It's TV related. It's okay. Reality TV.
Lay it on me.
My friend sent me a postcard to remind me that Survivor's coming on.
Oh, the guy that came into your...
JFP.
Johnny Fairplay.
JFP sent me a personal note, and the outside of it, it looked like it was an introduction to a child's birthday party. It looked like one of those invites with the handwriting, and inside was kind of a generic Johnny Fairplay. Be sure to watch, I think it's Fans Against Stars, Survivor that's coming up.
That's great.
In Indonesia, is it?
I think so. It's tonight, in fact.
It's in Stockton.
Tonight at 8.
Is it tonight?
Is it
tonight?
You're stupid.
I thought it said February 7th.
Thursday night. The last I heard it was tonight.
You are stupid.
Hold on.
I am dumb, but you are stupid.
Well, I'm not stupid because Johnny Fairplay sent me a note saying, watch your show.
Yes, mm-hmm. You are.
No, that just means I rub elbows with the stars.
Stay away from him. He's
no, he's stupid,
no,
too.
No, it's not on tonight.
No, he's dumb. I take it back. Johnny Fairplay's dumb.
It's not on tonight. It's on the February 7th.
Ah.
So JFP, my close personal friend.
Have another week.
I can't help myself that I happen to have a close personal friend that's a reality television star.
Okay. Gotcha.
I don't think I'm going to watch The Moment of Truth next week.
Oh, please.
That answer is false.
No, it's too slow.
Of course you will.
Moves too slow.
That answer is false.
Moves slow for my slow.
That answer is false.
I have a slow brain.
That answer is true.
True. Thank you. I'm here all week.
And did you know that Priscilla Presley is on the fence, as if she's going to be on Dancing with the Stars?
She is guilty.
Wouldn't it be right there just to say right there, she's on a fence?
Yeah, you can stop there as far as I'm concerned.
Priscilla Presley is on the fence.
Her lips are on a fence.
Come on now, Jackson.
What do you think, Jackson?
Jackson, huh?
How bad you want me to get, Jack? If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
Seriously, hear me out here. Wouldn't you love to see Priscilla Presley on The Moment of Truth?
Only
wouldn't you love to see it like Celebrity Moment of Truth?
Sure.
How bad did it smell when you changed Elvis's diaper?
Like that.
Did you ever see Elvis's droppings in Graceland?
How about everybody assumes Elvis and knows that Elvis cheated on you? Did you ever cheat on Elvis when you were married?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did Elvis go to the bathroom while you were having sex?
You are
that
focused on
answer
that part.
Is... Wow. True.
He's had a day.
Yeah. Poor Elvis.
It's been the theme of his day.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Yeah, that's it. Oh, and also the Montel Williams show is canceled. But this is what's idiotic about it. There are 28 Fox stations. That's 28 non-Fox stations that still want Montel. Even the show is going under, Fox is canceling the show.
Right. Montel, Leno, Letterman.
So for those non-Fox stations that want the show to continue, there will be classic Montel.
Oh, that's a good way of putting it, too.
That's
unlike some of the other shows. Classic Montel.
That's when he had hair.
And someday there will be classic Moment of Truth.
And the last thing I want to mention that was on this sheet for me to read to you, Buzz.
Moment of Truth superstars.
Did you know that Stewie is gay?
You know, I'd suspected that for a long time, actually, because of the things he said on the show.
Right. Stewie?
Stewie is gay.
Who's Stewie?
From Family
He's
Guy.
He's the intellectual baby on Family Guy.
How can you boys watch cartoons? There's plenty of good reality programming out
there.
Is it another South Park? I'm gay.
You are stupid. We are dumb. We are rubber. You are glue. Whatever you throw sticks on us and booty do.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike. Cool, rubber balls and liquor.
Yes, what did you do last night?
Threw up. No phone calls. Let's go write the Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. And that's it, folks. That's it. I'm the oldest man in the world.
Being careful, yes, right. It's very important to me, that's right. Because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Oh, hi there, Buzz.
Hi.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Big prime time hour radio coming up.
I like it.
Have you ever wished that you would be on the stage and be president? Arnold Schwarzenegger on the moment of truth.
You can see it in his eyes.
Yes.
That answer is...
Please, God, no, 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 please,
false.
Please, please.
False. Aye.
Aye. What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
I am entirely orange from head to toe.
You love that? Arnold.
Yeah.
Was your father a Nazi?
Nine.
That answer is... false.
That's it. You have to do your taping in New York. I will not let you do the taping in California.
Do you bang girls in the California mansion while Maria is in the building?
Jawohl, it's true.
That answer is true. Ah.
That's great. I completed the first pyramid.
Next level for you.
And then I don't have to wait. And we'll have Maria and my family members and my old boss.
Can you read?
Yes, I can quite well.
That answer is false.
Oh,
this show's making me angry. I'm going to throw it in the toilet. It's making me very mad now.
Do you know that 420 not only stands for drug lingo, but Adolf Hitler's birthday? Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
That answer is true.
That's right. I knew about it thanks to a postcard sent to a fan of mine, Rob Spiewak.
That answer is true.
I'd put him in my California cabinet if he wasn't watching TV all the time.
That answer is true.
I need to go out and get some sun.
Be orange like you.
Yes, that's right. Oh, excuse me.
Wow.
Wow.
What's going on there?
I have no idea. I sound like Paula Abdul.
That answer is false.
You don't sound like her. Touchdown!
Dunker Shine.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Stand by for news,
all
huh?
Right, yeah.
Be right back.
Yeah.
He just fooled me with that.
I'm sick, tired. Yeah. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.